going down. Welcome, welcome, welcome back, everybody, to Season 2, Episode 13 of the 3-Point Stance with Sean Smith and my great co-host, Drew Garrison, man. One of the Bengals, number one Bengals fans, I guess we'll say. Let's get right into it, man. Let's talk about a recap real quick, and we might have a special guest. I don't want to, you know, say whatever, but let's talk about how you're so relaxed right now. I'm looking at your setup
You can see normally, you know, I'm sitting more in the front of the room. I got the chair, the computer chair. I'm on the couch this week, man, because I'm just relaxing because Michigan beat the shit out of Ohio State. And then the next day, the Bengals beat the Titans at their own game. Tough, physical football. And now I got the Chiefs on the way to Cincinnati this week, and I'm feeling good about it. Ja'Marr Chase is coming back. Justin Reed was talking shit, but he was talking about the wrong players. He didn't even know what the hell he was saying. They got to come see us on Sunday. So I decided, you know what? I feel so good. I'm relaxed. I'm going to do this one from the couch.
I mean, I'm relaxed too because guess what? The Gamecocks beat Clemson.
Uh-oh, they did. Look at Spencer Rattler.
Yeah, and the Chiefs won again. I mean, so what's new? You know what I mean? So it's nothing, you know, hey, we used to win it over here. You know, winners do what they do, right? So – with that being said, we don't want to get too – I'm not going to get too excited because everybody's talking about it's Chiefs week. And I'm like, why are you Bengals fans saying it's Chiefs week? Like, come on, stop. It's not no rivalry right now, all right? It's
not your fans just talk a lot of shit. Yeah, I woke up today.
We're allowed to because guess what? We have a ring, Drew.
No, but no, like whiny pussy shit.
Hey, at the end of the day, Drew, we have a ring.
You know what? No, for real. This is what happened, man. This is what happened to me today. I woke up.
Okay.
I pulled out my phone, did my thing, got on Twitter. First thing I see is some Chiefs fan saying, oh, well, the Bengals beat the Chiefs in two games by a combined 6 points, and all it took was the worst officiating I've ever seen. And Patrick Mahomes is worst collapse of his career. That's like, man, come on, quit fucking playing with me. They're gonna blame the refs for the first game when Ja'Marr Chase cooked their ass. And now they're like, oh, what happened to Mahomes' meltdown? Who caused Mahomes' meltdown? It was Lou Anarumo.
To your first point, right? Why does it matter? Why does it matter of what a Chiefs fan said? It's no difference from what you do, right? Now you're getting a taste of your own fucking medicine, and you don't like it. That's the thing about Chiefs Kingdom.
You want to blame the refs for one game? Do it. Don't blame the refs for two. And don't say it was because Mahomes had a meltdown. Our defense cooked his ass. This is a hostile-ass episode.
Come on. Look at this. Ah, you sound like the biggest hypocrite right now, bro.
Nah, see, that was one game. You don't lose to the same team twice, and it's the refs.
Oh man, Drew, you're fucking killing me, Smalls. You're killing me right now.
Look, man, this is my weekend. All right, this is what's ahead of me here in just a couple days. I'm going to Indianapolis on Saturday to watch Michigan beat the shit out of Purdue in the Big Ten Championship. I got great seats. I'm 9 rows from the field, right in the corner, right where I like it. And then I'm gonna drive my ass home. I'm gonna get a little bit of sleep. And I'm going to wake up bright and early Sunday morning. I'm headed down to Cincinnati to Paycor Stadium to sit in the Betfred suite to watch the Bengals beat the shit out of the Chiefs. It is coming, man. This is my weekend. I had a great, great weekend last weekend. Michigan wins. Bengals win. But it's going to be even sweeter this week because Joe Burrow is going to move to 3-0 against Patrick Mahomes. You can hear the energy, right? You can hear it. I'm juiced.
Hey, you can be juiced. Save your energy because it's 4 quarters. And if you leave at least 4 seconds on the clock for Pat Mahomes, we still got our way, baby. That's all I'm going to tell you. That's all I'm going to tell you right now, all right? Meanwhile.
No. The ball. Look at those last two, man. The game ends with the ball in Joe Burrow's hand or on Evan McPherson's foot.
Guess what? All that doesn't matter because at the end of the day, we have a ring. So
that's cute, but look at this. I got a 9 on me. I got a 9 on me. Do you? That's all I want to know. I just bought this jersey because they're wearing orange. They're wearing orange Sunday. All right, we got to move on. We got other shit to talk about. I'm sorry. I'm hyped up. Go ahead.
Yeah, you can be hype. I'll let you stay hype, man. Come on, you just save some of that energy for, you know, Sunday, my guy. I'm just curious to talk about this Jeff Saturday. I'm just want to talk about this Jeff Saturday, not aware of you know, the clock management. Can you elaborate? Yeah,
he said he was waiting to see where the ball was going to be spotted or something like that. That's the I just came from TV. I'm learning how to be a head coach moment. I feel like, cause he almost had a dud there. Almost, I think that's almost only counts in two things. That's horseshoes and hand grenades, baby. But I think that's the, I'm just now learning how to be a coach. I was at the TV studio a couple weeks ago type thing that it was just a miss.
Gotcha. It sounds good. Let's talk about Deshaun Watson returning this week. And
in Houston.
We talked about it. In Houston. And also, they saying the girls are going to come to the game. So if you're trying to put this behind you, why would you show up to a game? Are they trying to make a mockery or what?
This is what I'm going to say about that. And this might upset some people, but I think at the very, very least in that whole situation, Deshaun Watson did some bad shit. But why is it that these women took a settlement? He settled, I think, all but one of these cases, if I'm not mistaken, 23 out of 24. He might have settled the other one. I don't remember, but I know he settled a lot of them. The attorney is the neighbor of the owner of the Texans. Why are they doing this? Because when you make a settlement in court, you are settling to put the matter at rest. So why are you popping back up now a few months later when he's about to be playing? That just doesn't make sense to me. I'm not trying to be insensitive to anybody that's been a victim of any kind of sexual assault. That is the most serious thing in the world. But when there was a settlement made, I don't know why there's now a PR stunt coming behind it months later.
True. I mean, you have a valid point.
Because I feel like in that situation, if these things were done, and it's like I said, it's one of the most serious things in the world, then take that fight forever. But if you take the money and take the settlement, I feel like it should just let it be. It should just be done with. I don't think that you should pack a suite with you know, some of the women that were involved in his first game back. But this is also, in my opinion, on the NFL. You know why he got to come back against Houston, right? In Houston. Because the NFL loves a storyline. They could have avoided this, given him an extra game, and it probably would have gone through and kept him out of Houston for the year. But they want ratings, right? They want storylines. They want drama. I believe that Deshaun Watson did some shit that is not okay. I truly do. And he didn't get indicted by the grand juries or whatever the case is for whatever reason. I don't really know a ton about it. I didn't follow the story a whole lot. But I know that they reached settlement, so I feel like if you reach the settlement, that means, okay, I accept this payment or whatever the terms were. I accept this to put this matter at rest and move forward. So I think packing the suite with the accusers is just kind of a bad look to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like, and
no, you're right.
This has never happened to me, so maybe I would be different in this situation, but I feel like if I had something that I was fighting – and it was bad that happened to me, and I truly believe that it did, I would just continue the fight. I wouldn't take the money. But when somebody's putting a whole bunch of money in front of my face, I could act different. I don't know. I've never been in that situation. It's just a little bit weird to me that this is popping up now, because I feel like the settlement should put the matter at rest and all parties should move forward. That's, I mean,
the settlement, you know what I mean? It's like, basically, you can't talk about me no more. You can't do nothing. Leave it alone. Don't talk about it.
And I think that was part of the discussion with the settlements, was they wanted non-disclosure agreements in them. And I think some people didn't want them. I think that was some of the holdup. But I mean, like I said, I'm not trying to make light of the situation or the seriousness of what he was accused of doing. But I feel like if a settlement's been reached, then everybody should just move forward. He did his time with the NFL. He's met all their conditions for reinstatement. So it is what it is. But the NFL just made a big mistake by putting him in Houston in his first game back because they want the TV ratings and they want the drama and the attention. But they could have saved a lot of bad press for both sides if they would have either suspended him one game less or one game more so his return isn't in Houston. That's where I'm at on it.
Gotcha. Speaking of return.
But he's going to win. He's going to beat the Texans. I don't care if he hasn't played in 2 years or not. Like, I could go beat the Texans at quarterback probably. I'm going to hand it off to Nick Chubb.
Yeah, I feel you on that. It's going to be interesting. That'd be an interesting game. But, you know, speaking of people returning, what do you think about the OBJ? OBJ, baby, get kicked off the plane, man. I mean, how embarrassing is that?
Man, I watched the video. I said this last week, I think. I think Odell's getting a little bit too much hype. I think he's good. He'll add value to a team. But people are acting like prime Randy Moss is on the market. But Odell wasn't charged. He wasn't detained. He left the airport on his own recognizance. So he wasn't determined to drunk or high or whatever that could have been saying to drive home or leave on his own. I think he was sleeping on the plane and he ran into a fucking flight attendant that's got some power and wanted to flex their muscle a little bit because he didn't, if he did anything criminally wrong at an airport, he would have been charged, right? The police would have been involved. It was nothing like that. I think somebody was working on the plane, saw Odell Beckham, thought maybe this is my moment. You're in my fucking world now. And I personally don't see anything wrong with what happened because they don't fuck around at airports, man. If he's acting crazy or too fucked up or something, they don't play around at airports like that.
They would arrest you because I've been on flights when they say, you want to get put off? I'm like, yeah, you see how the flight, because the flight attendants have, he or she may be having a bad day.
A bad night. And that happens, and actually, I watch the Pat McAfee show every day, and he said something similar where it's like, there's people like that in all jobs, right? You got security people at football games and concerts that have a little bit of power and want to flex, and flight attendants do that, and security guards at other things do that. And this just seems to me like a situation where somebody just wanted to fucking show how much they could get done and show that they got power over Odell Beckham Jr. because I just didn't see anything that looked like he did anything wrong. It's not if he was so messed up on drugs or drunk or whatever, they wouldn't have just let him leave on his own.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's much to do about nothing, but I do think he's about to be a Dallas Cowboy. I think Jerry's putting on the full court press.
That's a division I told you that's going to have all four of their teams make the playoffs.
I don't know about that. I think Dallas and Philly for sure. The Giants have been kind of stumbling on me lately. I'm starting to lose a little bit of belief in them. And like I've always said on this show, they have a talent deficiency when they play anyway. And I'm not sure about Washington, but Dallas and the Philly, they're pretty much a lock for the playoffs. Dallas is real good.
Well, guess what? If the playoffs started today, all four teams are in.
Is that true? I hadn't seen that. I've been watching the AFC
playoff picture. I've been watching both, buddy, because you know what? I think I got you in these picks this week, too, a little bit. I think I might have bounced back a little bit more. I might have stole a game or two.
Hey, you actually did. You want to go through that real quick?
Yeah.
First off, shout out to you. You got to the 100 win mark this week. The 100-win mark. You went 11 and 5. 11 and 5 this week. I went 9 and 7. So you picked up a couple games on me. Now you're within 9. It's not out of reach yet. We're only in week 12. We're not quite out of reach yet. You could have it. I'm gonna get right this week because I know one game. I know one game we're gonna pick different on, and I'm gonna win it.
I mean, well, let's start right now with this week's picks. Let's start right now.
Let me get these. Let me get them pulled up. Let's see what we got going on. Because I was sitting comfortable with a 12, 13 game lead a couple weeks ago. I was sitting high, riding high. But yeah, I shit the bed this week a little bit. So let's see what we got here. NFL week 12. It's going to start on Thursday night with the Bills and the Patriots. Is that right? I guess. I'm pulling it up on my phone right now, but I think that that's right. Yeah, Bills, Patriots tomorrow, Thursday night. That is in New England. I'm going with the Bills, even though Josh Allen doesn't look quite like himself. I think the Bills win that one.
I'm going Patriots.
Oh, you think the hoodie's gonna dial something up for him?
Yeah, just because they're still in the hunt for the playoffs.
Okay. And then we got Pittsburgh and Atlanta. That's in Atlanta. Pittsburgh did get a win against the Colts, who are terrible. I'm going with Atlanta.
I'm going with Pittsburgh.
You're going against your boy Artie Smith?
Yeah, what's Pittsburgh record again?
I think they're 4-6. Man, we already packed them up for the year. We're done with them, so I stopped paying attention. They suck. They are. Let's see.
They could go on a 5-game run now.
Nah, they're not gonna. They're not gonna do that.
They're 4-7.
They're 4-7.
I know that he hasn't had to lose a season yet.
Well, he can only afford to lose one more game to stop it, so he's gonna have to win all but one of the rest of them.
I never know what might happen, my guy.
And then we got Green Bay, Detroit, man. Aaron Rodgers got hurt last week. Jordan Love actually didn't look bad, but Rodgers is planning on playing. I'm going with the Bears.
I'm going Packers.
You think Aaron Rodgers gets to get – he did say that he owns the Bears. He likes to say that, so maybe. Then we got – Jacksonville and Detroit. Jacksonville picking up a big-time win against Baltimore last week. As a Bengals fan, I was locked in on that one because now the Bengals are right back in it for the AFC North. Jags and Detroit. Detroit is also showing some signs of improvement and getting better.
So we got Jags?
Yeah, I'm going with Sunshine and the Jags.
Me too.
I like what Dan Campbell has going on, but
nah, I don't think Dan Campbell last season. He's not gonna get fired this year. But if they don't win no games at the beginning of the season, next year they fire.
They gotta get him a quarterback, man. Jared Goff sucks.
Yeah, no.
And then we got Jets going to Minnesota to play the Vikings. I think Mike White's gonna get the run again. Zach Wilson got benched. I'm going to let you pick first on this one because I'm thinking it over.
I got Jets.
You're going with the J-E-T-S. I'm gonna go with the Vikings. I need to pick up one of my games back. I'm going with the Vikings on that one. I think Dalvin Cook and the boys will get it done. Justin Jefferson's going to eat. The Mike White magic has to die out at some point.
Got sauce, baby. Sauce. Sauce over there going to lock him up. Sauce going to lock him up.
I like sauce. I like sauce a lot. Then we're going NFC East, that division we were just talking about. Washington going to New York to play the Giants on the most dangerous turf in the NFL.
I'm going Washington.
I'm going with the Giants on that one. I think Dable is going to get that done.
Well, Saquon going to. And then we got.
Ooh, this is going to be a nice game. I can't believe this is at 1 o'clock still. Tennessee going to Philly. Tennessee coming off a loss last week to the Bengals, of course. Philly got a win last week. I'm going with Philly. I'm going with the Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Yeah, I'm going with the Eagles too. Jalen Hurts is the MVP.
He's in it. He's definitely in it. Then MVP. Denver and Baltimore. I'm not saying he should be the MVP, but Joe Burrow should be in this conversation.
Oh, come on, stop it.
Then we got Denver and Baltimore. Denver sucks. Baltimore's not looked great the last 3 weeks or so, really. But I think they'll look good enough to beat Russell Wilson because they're talking about benching Russ.
They should.
With all they gave him all that money in a fucking office, they're going to bench him?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. And then we're going to, after that, we got Cleveland at Houston. Obviously, the big Deshaun Watson game that we touched on earlier. I'm picking Cleveland in that because I think Houston's that bad.
Me too.
But I do think, what are your expectations? Real quick, what are your expectations for Deshaun Watson playing? He's coming off not playing in 2021, right? It's been almost 2 years. I think about a year and a half since he's played. Been a longer since he's played like meaningful games. So, what are your real expectations for him coming back?
He's been practicing, so I think he's just coming back. He's gonna try to prove. I mean, I think he's hungry. I think he fucked up in life, and now this is his second chance at life, and he's gonna make the best of it. No different from him and Michael Vick. Michael Vick went to jail, came back, bounced back, and played great football when he got a chance, second chance at playing football. There's other guys that got in trouble, arrested for different things, and came back at a second chance at playing football. So, I mean, this is like his second lifeline. I think he's going to take advantage of it. And he got a situation under control. You know, got reinstated, so he complied with everything. So, I think he's getting the help. And when everything that they need, you know what I mean? Just in a situation like that, all you can do is pray for a person like that. You know what I mean? So
when we last saw him play, he was a top 10 quarterback. He is a top 10 quarterback in the league from what I've seen on the field. My thing here is I think it's going to take him a couple games to get things right, but I think that after that, he's going to get back used to the speed, and he'll be all right, and the Browns might be a problem next year. Then we got Seattle and the Rams. The Rams are down bad. I'm going Seahawks.
Gotcha. Seahawks? Me too. The Rams, no. And Aaron Donald's not playing.
Yeah, I think it's all bad for them. Nobody's talking about Super Bowl hangover with them, but it's there. Miami and San Francisco. Mike McDaniel's got the Dolphins rolling, going back to his old team in San Francisco. That is going to be a great game. I'm going with Miami, though. Miami is hot.
Miami is hot. That game is in San Francisco, though, right?
It is, yeah.
I'm going San Fran.
Ooh, you're going with the Niners. Okay. Jimmy G and the boys. And then we got, 4:25 Eastern Standard Time in Cincinnati, Bengals, Chiefs. I will be there. I might have one of our friends there with me. I'm still working on the details of that. But you know where my pick is. I know where your pick is. So let's just move on. We've already done enough shit talking and all that. We might do a little bit more before we get out of here.
Hey, shout out to who's Rosada. Who's your mama? You know what I mean? I'm a shout out.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? I got my dog up here, man. You know what I'm saying?
I do see, yeah, you got you got another Bengals jersey above that, right?
Yeah, that's the Vernon's clothes.
Yeah, I remember LC. But yeah, man, big shout out to Hooch. One of my favorites when I was coming up, learning to love the Bengals. And then we got the Chargers and the Raiders in Vegas. I'm going with the Chargers and Justin Herbert.
That's a no brainer. The Raiders suck.
Yeah, they're bad. They're bad. And then we got the Colts and Dallas Sunday Night Football. Colts are 10-point underdogs going to Jerry World. I'm going with Dallas. I think Dallas is good as hell.
Thank you, me too, buddy. That means I'm going to stay up two more games. And I'm going to cut the lead. Let's go, Chiefs! Thank you.
Wait. We're not talking about the Chiefs anymore, man. I'm talking about the Colts and the fucking Cowboys. Give me a pick. Where'd that come from? We moved on.
I'm going with the Cowboys, bro. I'm going with the Cowgirls.
I missed it. You were whispering and doing all this shit. I didn't know what was going on. And then Monday Night Football, the Saints going to the Bucks. I watched Andy Dalton throw one of the worst throws I've maybe ever seen in my life the other day. Tom Brady did go to Cleveland and lose, though. So they lost to a team that's not really doing too hot this year. I'm still going with the Bucks.
I'm going with the Bucks. I think Tom.
There you have it.
They still got a chance to win the division.
Yeah, and they got Carolina on a bye this week. So they're going to have a chance to pick that up. So that there it is. There's your Week 12 picks. We're going to find out where we stand next week after all of this action goes down. I cannot fucking wait. I'm telling you, man. Big Ten championship tickets. Next day, Bengals Chiefs tickets. It's shaping up to be a great weekend for me. I can't wait. Hey, real quick, shout out to Bengals center Ted Karras. All right, he's got a program that he's doing called the Cincy Hat. He's made some really dope Bengals hats. Mine are on the way. I'm gonna hopefully have some before the game Sunday. He's donating money to the Village of Merici in Indianapolis, where he's from, that helps adults with developmental disabilities. It's a community. They have independent apartments where they can live on their own. They've got community. They've got aides and coaches to help them with employment, you know, transportation, things like that. So big shout out to him. I had a chance to interview him on Tuesday, and I had a great time with it, man. He gave me some good info. So shout out to him real quick. I just wanted to put that out there. If you're a Bengals fan, you can go buy the hat at www.thecincyhat.com. Or if you just want to donate to a good cause, you can go to thecincyhat.com, C-I-N-C-Y, hat.com, and you can just make a donation if you wanted to. So quick shout out to them. Great interview with him. Love the dude. And did you see what he did after the game Sunday? He was hype.
No, I didn't. Oh, yeah. So, I did.
They were – It was chippy all game, and then – the Titans started doing that shit on the kneel downs at the end where they're diving at people's legs and shit. I don't know if they're trying to force a fumble, what they're trying to do. And he walked off the field and he said, right up yours, Tennessee. Fuck you. Fuck you. Just, I loved it.
He's hype. Did.
He's a hype man, dude. He's great.
I think it's going to be a good game this weekend. I think it's going to be good football all the way around this weekend, you know, especially after Thanksgiving, you know, everybody have a Thanksgiving feast, so, you know.
We're in crunch time now, man. This is the push for the playoffs.
Yeah, you win it in December, man. You get to play in January.
Chiefs pretty much got their division locked up, but.
I'm glad you know. You know what? I think that's why we get along so much, because you understand the truth and understand. You realize that shit, bro.
Well, look at their division. They're 9-2. They're gonna be 9-3. They're gonna be 9-3 after Sunday. Their division is shit. Holy, the AFC West is fucking trash.
I'm sorry,
that division is awful.
They paid the quarterback $250 million. Hey, it's not our fault. You know
that's
what
true.
I mean?
That's true.
You know what? I got a bone to pick, because you know what? I didn't even say Patrick Mahomes should be MVP. I didn't even gave it to Jalen. You gotta let go, Joe Burrow. Yo, Joe Burrow's not MVP right now, bro.
I said he should be in the conversation.
No, he's not. How many losses you have? How many losses you have?
Four.
Okay. All right. So that's case two. Should be in the conversation there, huh?
I think that he should. I think that they should all be in the conversation. I'm not sure any of them should win it over a Jalen Hurts.
Oh, you just want to have a conversation. You just want to be in a conversation. You don't want to be the top dog.
No.
I get it. Because you know what, man? I feel like we need a wager on this Chiefs Bengal game, you know?
Uh-oh. Okay. I like where we're going. What are you thinking? I made a bet with some dude on Twitter, some Chiefs guy. He's got a bunch of followers. I don't really know who he is. So now just be real now. I didn't play in the league for 10 years. I got a regular ass job and shit. when we're talking about what we're betting.
Hey, I haven't played in 10 years, so hey, we even. I don't know, man. You got to think of something, man. I mean, well, you got to think fast.
All right. $20. We'll keep it light. Nothing crazy. $20. If the Bengals win, you donate to the Joe Burrow Foundation, which helps with food insecurity and people that struggle to buy food. And if the Chiefs win, I will donate to the charity of your choice, whether that be your charity or a different charity.
I'll let you donate to mine.
We can do that. See, just a light little $20, something to keep it a little bit more interesting. And then if, yeah, and we'll put some money to a good cause. I did that with the Steelers fan.
That's cool. Don't, hey, just don't go running by halftime once we up by like 21.
Hey, it doesn't matter when you're up 21. I remember when you were up 21-3, and then what happened? Oh, the Bengals went to the Super Bowl. That's what happened.
Mm-hmm. And they didn't win though, so.
Yeah, but they didn't let you go to the dance.
Hey, you know we got one more better than him.
Hey, shout out to Mahomes, though. Just had a baby boy. Shout out to him and his wife, even though I think his wife is a little much sometimes, but she's been chilling this year. Shout out to them. Had a healthy baby boy, so good for them.
Nah, that's a great feeling.
I hope he's been sleeping good, though, because he's got some shit coming his way Sunday.
Well, you're going to bring that weak blitz or whatever it is, man. But, also, shout out to Cooking Society. Cooking Society, Everman Water. Yeah, Believe Network, you know what I mean? Still got some cookies.
I cleaned all them cookies up. No, I cleaned all that. They got cleaned out. They made it maybe another day or two after we did the show last week. But
not a day they or two. They weren't last long. Day, bro. It only lasts another day, bro. It's okay, bro. It's okay.
Hey, my fiance got in on the action. She loved them. So yeah, they weren't gonna stay around here long. What else you got for me, man? We got anything? Let's talk real quick. College football playoff. So Ohio State gets their ass whooped by Michigan in their own house without – see, I want to make this clear. If any Buckeye fans are listening to this, when Blake Corum got hurt the week before against Illinois, all the Buckeye fans told me, they said, don't use that as an excuse. Don't use that as an excuse. And then our backup put 216 yards and two touchdowns on your head with his right hand wrapped up in a cast, so he had to carry the ball with his off hand. And then all I saw was, well, Ohio State didn't have Jackson Smith and Jigba. Get the fuck out of here. But with that said, Ohio State drops to 5. They're saying if TCU loses the Pac-12 championship, or not the Pac-12 championship, their championship game, they will stay in the top 4 because they have the best strength of schedule in the country. But if Utah manages to beat USC, they're talking about the Buckeyes sliding back in at number 4, which will put them probably against Georgia. Do you think that Ohio State or Alabama is right behind them with 2 losses? Who do you think would deserve it more? Would it be Bama or would it be Ohio State?
I'd say Ohio State.
I do too, and I hate them, but let's be real. Bama has 2 losses. 1 to Tennessee, yeah. 1 to LSU.
2 losses can't get there. 2 losses.
Ohio State has 1 loss. 1 loss, but it's against the number 2 team in the country, and it's late.
And Tennessee lost to South Carolina. So.
And Tennessee lost their quarterback, unfortunately, because I think Hendon Hooker is a dog.
Against South Carolina. Yep. Against South Carolina. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, we might. Yeah. It's going to be a great weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Something can't get here fast enough, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo!
Hey, I'm gonna be sending so many damn tweets at you.
I'm just not gonna.
Hey, I don't play when I go to the game now. I take the portable phone charger and everything so I can stay connected with the people on Twitter because I talk a lot of shit.
Hey.
Let's see where I'm at. I'm at I'm at 9,993. I'm 7 away from 10,000 Twitter followers. If you listen to this shit, fuck with me at Drew Garrison. Just, you know, I'm trying to get a little bit more legitimacy about me here. I've been making some cool things happen, man. So I'm having a lot of fun with this. I'm having a lot of fun doing the show with you. Football, man. It's just great. It's just great. And I didn't go to college. I don't have any education. I just talk shit and people like it, I guess. A lot of people don't, though. A lot of people don't.
You right about that.
I love it. I like getting burner accounts, man. I like getting the burners pissed off. That's who I go after.
You have.
It's so fun, man, because they'll come at me talking shit, and I'm like, dog, your account is dedicated to fucking Lamar Jackson, and he doesn't know who the fuck you are. You dedicated a whole Twitter account to another grown man that doesn't know who you are, and he wants to try to say some shit about me. Get out. I ain't having it.
Let's see what happened, baby. Let's see what happened, man. Well, with that being said, once again, we had a lovely, great show. You know, hit on a few topics, and let's see how it goes next week.
Man, I cannot wait. I know you got some stuff going on, so you're not going to be able to make it out here, man. But I'll make sure to get some good videos of that crowd, because I feel like Paycor Stadium is going to be at a different level this week. Because Jamar Chase and Justin Reed talking shit. Justin Reed said, first off, he thought Tyler Higbee played for the Bengals. He doesn't. And then he got Hayden Hurst confused with T. Higgins. And then he said the Bengals are getting T. Higgins back, which he never left. So he don't even know who he's supposed to cover. And then Jamar Chase said, let's put some money on it big time. So there's a little bit of shit talking going on with the players, too.
Put some money on it, yeah.
Jamar Chase put 3 touchdowns on their head last year in the regular season. I hope he don't do it again. I hope he doesn't do it again, because Justin Reed just made himself a target.
I think this is my CTE kicking in. You talking about last year? Wow.
Well, the interview he was talking about last year, and then he decided that he was gonna try to talk shit, but he must not have watched film yet. He must not have watched his film yet, because he didn't even know who he was gonna be covering.
Right. Too much light in my head. Oh, my head. Oh, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry. Yeah.
You better take some Advil, baby. Sunday's not that far away.
I'm not going to need Advil. You see the headset?
I might either way.
The stadium's going to be packed with red, bro.
No.
Okay.
Are they all going to travel out here for that? No. It's going to be a whole lot of orange, baby. We're wearing the orange jerseys. I had to go out and buy this to make sure that I had an orange jersey to wear, because I got to wear the same color as the team when they play. And I needed a new orange one. So Mike Brown got $160 off me.
Oh, you're going to burn that shit after this weekend. So
I might need Advil either way, because I'm in there with the free drinks.
Yeah. I feel you on that. I did drink too much.
Watching Michigan Ohio State, I did drink too much. I was talking a lot of shit. You want to hear one of them? I won't play the video. I'll just let you hear. I put this on my Facebook story. I still got Facebook, but I got a little bit hyped up, because the Buckeye fans really get me pissed off. They really get me fired up. So I had a few Coors Lights.
I want all your souls, motherfucker. Shut the fuck up.
I was getting after it a little bit. That was to all the Buckeye fans. I said, I want all your souls. Shut the fuck up. And I still mean it. I'm still collecting Buckeye souls almost a week later. There you have it, folks. I'm on demon time. I've been on demon time since Saturday, and it's rolling all the way through to Sunday.
Well, good luck. And that's a wrap, ladies and gentlemen, because Drew really thinks they're going to win. So we're going to end the show on that note.
I'm texting you the whole game, start to finish. You're going to block me.
I'm putting my phone on do not disturb. during the game. You know what I
mean? That's a wrap, though, man. I think we're out for the week. Shout out to everybody for tuning in. Shout out to our sponsors, Evermore Water, Cookie Society. Tell Jeff I like him. He said he might not hate the Bengals anymore after my great review last week, but they got to see us on Sunday. Just let him know.
Here we go. There it is. It's going down.